PsychMinded Media presents Best Psychology in Film with your host, Dr. Catherine Marshall Woods. Best Psychology in Film is also a book available online where books are sold. Today's featured guest, Mike Brown. My name is Dr. Catherine Marshall Woods, and welcome to Best Psychology in Film. The film Thousand Lights of Sun by Mike Brown depicts a young father who wants to give his 10-year-old son the best life possible, but his adult troubles get in the way. He is confronted with numerous obstacles and shares a story of both trauma and perseverance. Mike Brown, welcome to the show.
Hello, it's great to be here. Very excited to talk with you.
I am so glad. I actually am so happy we were able to connect, because as we were just talking about before the camera started going, is that we met one another almost a year ago.
Yes, that time has gone by so fast. And it was a pleasure meeting you and at 100 Minutes events.
Yes, I can't believe it has gone by so quickly, and a lot has happened with your film. So I'm really excited to talk about that. But before we do, tell us a little bit about the film.
Okay, great. So Thousand Lights of Sun is a short film that, as you mentioned, explores the struggles of a young father who tries to provide for his family, the best life for his family. And on the night of his son's 10th birthday, Jeremy, the father, is his desire to provide a better life for his family leaves him in a predicament that will change him forever. So Jeremy is a complex person with a beautiful family working to be upwardly mobile in a difficult world.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the parts that I really remembered from the film was that dedication that he had in order to be able to provide for his family and the struggles that he was experiencing doing so. Can you tell us a little bit about how the character Jeremy was formed?
Yes. Well, I know I'm not a father myself, but I know a lot of great Black fathers. And I this idea was born out of an intention to depict Black fatherhood and humanity, and bring humanity to the life of a Black man, and especially one who had been traumatized by excessive force at the hands of police. So that's just a secondary thread in the film, the trauma by police, but that's where the idea was born, to really explore the complexity and humanity of a Black man who had been traumatized by police. And so that's where the idea was born.
You know, that idea for a character is so timely given the social climate we find ourselves in with Black Lives Matter movement that is still continuing to happen. Unfortunately, the injustices that are taking place when it comes to individuals who are dying by the hands of cops and not necessarily having sentences that is capturing the actual activity that they've committed. So this is such a timely film. Did you have that in mind too when you were going into writing this?
Well, we made this film in the summer of 2019. And at that time, the Black Lives Matter movement was at the forefront of my mind, because as being named Mike Brown is something that I think about often. And so I wanted to explore the trauma that police, that we as Black people encounter by police. But I didn't want to make it exploitative, or I was also careful that the audience wasn't traumatized by the depiction that we show in the film, because I know we see it so often on the news and in real life. So it was just a delicate balance, but I think that it was very important to touch to me, for me as a filmmaker, to always to reflect what's going on in society and just really highlight some of the things that's going on in society today.
You know, when you said that you were thinking of also how the audience would experience the film and you didn't want them to be traumatized, almost vicariously traumatized by what you showed. It's interesting how sensitive you were when you were thinking about that, that individuals, when they see things over and over and over again on television, the impact that it has on them and their mental health.
Yes.
What did you then want the audience to walk away with?
Well, yeah, so I still haven't watched, brought myself, had the courage to watch the Ahmaud Arbery or the George Floyd videos that have been circulating. But I wanted the audience to take away that this was a human being. That Jeremy, as a Black father and his family, his Black, beautiful Black family, they are a family with a range of emotions, dreams, hopes, and aspirations, and although he has his complexity and his flaws, he is still working to be a better human being. And at the end of the day, he prevails. And I wanted to, at the end of the film, for him to be able to reunite with his family.
You know, it's interesting that you said that he's a person, and he was complex with human emotions, and it's as if this person anyone could relate to. And that I found really interesting about this character, Jeremy, is that he was so relatable. I think you could see Jeremy in someone you know as a friend, as an uncle, as a brother. You see this person trying to do the best they can, given the circumstances that they have in front of them. And so that level of perseverance, is that what you're also trying to get across to the audience, that individuals do have the effort and the motivation to persevere even when things are difficult for them?
Yes, I think that that's a very good point, that perseverance, because at the end of the day, as human beings, we have to prevail in whatever circumstances that we encounter, whatever difficulty we encounter, we have to have perseverance. And especially as Black people in America, that's what we need to summon in order to survive. So I think that was important to me, just in my not only in my personal journey as a filmmaker, having perseverance, but also as to reflect that in the story and with my characters, for them to have that and view that within the characters, so the audience could be inspired and uplifted.
Right, because I can even say at the end of watching this film, it's almost as if you've seen him go through all of these different challenges and how difficult it has been for him, and you don't give up on him. You want him actually to continue to succeed. You are rooting for him at the end because he's likable and relatable, but also you can see how driven he is in order to be able to do for his family and provide for them. It's really a nice film, and individuals always say, you know, what can happen in a short film? But specifically in this film, you capture so much, not just the complexities of this one character, but the complexities of his girlfriend, the wife or the mother of his child. You also capture some of the even complexities of even his employer, even though it's such a small snippet of this person in the film.
Well, it was important to create, and writing a film, it was important to create a world where you could see the colors and the complexities and the triumphs and struggles that he encountered as a Black man in America. So that included his family, his supporting characters, It was through the lens of Jeremy, the father. So that included everyone that he encountered in his daily life. So to have that support and to have those that believed in him, that was or doubted him, that was important to portray in the film.
You know, that's one thing too. I've been really grateful to have had just a very short conversation with you with as well, is the idea of the importance of having social support, the people who are rooting for you, the people who are helping you to move forward, and being able to have enough support to be able to counteract a little bit some of the individuals who are doubting your ability. You know, when Jeremy is met with the mother of his child, I'm wondering how you'd like him to behave during that moment. I could see that he was a little, he had some trepidation, let's say, with being able to reassure her, but also wanting the autonomy to be able to say, I have this. And do you find that that happens often?
I find that sometimes we have those that doubt us, and we have those that support us. And at this particular character, Jeremy, I feel that he was able to really just show that he could handle the situation. He could handle his son's birthday and not disappoint. So I think that it was just important to show that there was a when my favorite word is complexity. So just to show the complexity of the relationship and everything, this wasn't cookie cutter, but at the same time we wanted to just show that he was able to have a beautiful relationship, but it was just with some complexity.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we can get back to the idea that he was a human and yes, had many different aspects and layers to him. And while he's trying to do his best, he's interrupted by a police encounter that then, like you mentioned, changes his way of viewing things for the rest of his life. And so I'm wondering, do you feel like individuals have been able to relate to that aspect of your film?
I think so very much, especially it's very relevant in today's society. We see not only in news reports, but also in real life, there are incidents of excessive force and police brutality that, and we see those on the news that have been reported. But what about those incidents that there were no cameras, there were no witnesses? And what about those incidents? What does that person who experienced excessive force or police brutality, will someone believe them? So those are the questions that arise that I thought about when writing this film. And I thought that many people could relate to this story, but I just wanted to make that a thread in the film and have him prevail at the end.
Mm-hmm. So I know that you've had a number of individuals who have now seen your film. When you and I met, it was really new still, and I hear that you are on the film festival circuit. How's that going?
That's going really well. It all started at this fantastic event, 100 Minutes Events in Park City, Utah. So thank you for the invitation to screen there. And then after that screening, we premiered at several film festivals, including the Harlem International Film Festival, where I live in Harlem, New York, and also Bronze Lens Film Festival out of Atlanta, the International and Hip Hop Film Festival here in New York, and then currently is screening at the International Black Film Festival of Nashville. And so we've had a great film festival circuit so thus far.
Because of COVID, many film festivals and film festival runs have been cut short, but it doesn't sound like yours have had that experience.
Well, I think the filmmakers now we as filmmakers have to be willing to go virtual. Many of the film festivals have, most all of them have gone virtual. So, but I think that's a great opportunity just for the screen to fit the screen globally, because people, it can be accessible to audiences all over the world.
Right. So now individuals are able to see Jeremy's story in Germany, in Italy, and be able to potentially relate to the same character, all, like you mentioned, all over the world. That is a huge opportunity. I wish this film really the best. It definitely has so many pieces of what is current within individuals' lives, whether it's a daily struggle of trying to be able to take care of your child, whether it's even wanting to more for yourself and the grit of that, how to get what you want, and how do you basically move forward in a society that accuses you of things and you are an innocent individual that's actually just trying to go from point A to point B.
Yes. And I think, yes, that, and I like that word grit also. Jeremy has a lot of grit, and that's what it takes to survive in these major in today's society, is that grit and the determination. And even though he has his flaws and his complexity, his grit helps to just bring an extra layer of dimension to his character.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming on. I'm really, again, rooting for this film like I was rooting for Jeremy really at the end of the show. It's been such a pleasure getting to know you over these last 10 months. And again, I just can't believe it's been 10 months since you and I met in January. But here we are almost upon a new January, and we'll see how things go. And I'm hopeful that your film continues to be able to get the accolades it really deserves.
Thank you so much, Dr. Woods. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And this is just a wonderful show. And I wish you much continued success.
Thanks so much, Mike. We'll see you next time on Best Psychology in Film. Want to make your film psychologically rich? Visit our website at www.psychmindedmedia.com to collaborate. And find more on Instagram at psychmindedmedia.